Ray Holman from UAW 6000. Ray, how are you?
Doing great.
Thanks so much. Before we talk about what I'd like to talk about, what's your thoughts about Labor Day?
Well, you know, this year it's going to be huge because President Barack Obama is coming to Detroit. And actually, we've got a group of state employees from Lansing that are going to carpool down to the Labor Day Day parade. So it's going to be a real exciting day.
Yeah, I think so. Well, word got out yesterday via a release from the state that some expected layoffs are now going to be delayed because the union has put together a couple of proposals and that might help the state save some money. Talk about that.
Well, you know, laying off state employees is a lose-lose for everybody. And we did, in fact, come together as a coalition of unions and presented some common-sense ideas to save the state over $170 million. And we sincerely hope that Governor Snyder reviews that, and we're hopeful that we can have a positive outcome.
All right. The Administrative Communications Department, Sarah Werfel, to be identified, had mentioned that the state was going to hold off for now sending layoff notices for state employees to achieve the $145 million in general fund savings for the budget that was to begin October 1st. Now, there's a couple of different proposals. One would be to raise the employee management staffing ratios from about 6.1 or from 6 to 1 to about 12 to 1. Is that correct?
Well, what we're saying is that we need to invest in the foot soldiers, you know, the people that actually do the work and know how to do the work, and we need less managers. So that is, in fact, one of the proposals. The other one is to cut private contracts, ask them also to be part of the solution and to maybe take a 10% pay cut. We could save a lot of money without asking hardworking state employees who, as you know, Tony, year after year have coughed up paying benefits to help the state balance its books.
All right, so what would happen to those managers? Would they just become foot soldiers?
Well, you know, one thing is there's a lot of positions and analysts and different things, and we're not asking anybody to be laid off, but, yeah, we're asking people to come on out into the field and actually do the work, take a real strong look at the different levels of management within all the departments and actually get people doing the heavy lifting. All state employees work really hard, and again, we're not asking for anybody to lose their job, but what we want the governor to do is help us problem solve, is to actually get, you know, the workers on the front lines doing the heavy lifting and all pulling together, because we really can't afford to lose anybody. As you know, Tony, we've spoke about this many times. We're under the supervision of a federal court. When you talk about the child welfare program, and we just got a bunch of new investigators up and running, we couldn't afford, you know, we can't afford to lose any of those people.
All right. Now, if you have a proposal to shift contracted work to state employees, I guess common sense would lead you to believe that the reason the contracted work was is in place is because it was either cheaper or more efficient or both. So,
well, that's a great question, Tony. And actually, when you look at, for example, private foster care, you know, the House Fiscal Agency did a study last winter that actually documented that state employees can do that work cheaper. And I think what happens is you get private contracts or outsource work, and then at first it's a lot cheaper, but then as the years go by, the bids start going up, and people get entrenched and they don't look for the more competitive contracts out there. And before you know it, the state's actually paying more money for the contracts. But besides that, the other thing is, you know, we could ask them to cut back themselves. You know, state employees every year have been working, for example, 80 hours, but only getting paid for 78 or paying more for their health insurance. So we would ask them also to share and the sacrifice, as Governor Snyder says. But, you know, again, private contracts, often they come in, And it seems like on paper they're going to save you money, and then when you do the research, you find out it's not true.
Ray Holman from UAW 6000. Ray, happy Labor Day to you.
You too, Tony. Thanks.